Thank you for coming. Yeah. Those 7 days have almost passed.
So bravo, you now have a website as adult men.
This is a place of sanctuary.
Called Yulberopolis.
Hello!
The wonder.
That's right. Yeah, we're in our 30s.
There is little that needs to be said. So they will say everything.
So she said,
oh, yeah.
Pop, pop!
Prepare yourselves. WFOD begins now.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone.
Happy 35th anniversary to Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Is that 35 years today?
35 years ago today, Madonna released Like a Virgin.
And Travis, I talked to Drunk. And drunk, he said,
I got bronchitis,
is what he said. But we do have a special guest that's filling in for Drunk this week. You may know him from his many film roles, Travis. I speak, of course, of the great Nick Nolte. Hello, Nick Nolte.
I'm Batman.
No, Nick Nolte wasn't Batman, Drunk.
I think he thinks he's Batman.
What an honor.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. To Travis.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's a lot to discuss.
Load it up.
Travis, have you noticed a weird thing?
Yes.
And I guess that it's probably, we're all the common folk.
Of course.
And so, like, when we're commoners, something that we can all rally behind is fuck rich people, right?
Oh, of course.
See, because they have a lot of money, so fuck them.
Yeah, I don't have that money that they got.
Yeah, fuck them.
But it's a weird thing, Travis, where I keep seeing people, like, complaining that all the world's problems would, all of the ills of the world would be fixed if that damn Jeff Bezos would just pay more taxes.
Oh, of course. Because if there's one thing our government is known for, is utilizing tax money wisely.
Well, okay. Yeah, they would probably fuck it up, sure. But, like, do you pay more taxes than you're legally required to pay? Is
no.
that something that we're all doing that I'm not aware of?
I do not write an extra check to the IRS.
No, yeah, like I figure out how I can not pay lots of money in taxes. I try
to
pay as little as possible. And, you know, if I got a deduct or something, I'll do it, Travis. Because
when I look at my paycheck, it stings when I see how much the government takes.
That's why I don't look at it.
I don't either.
So, I mean,
thank God for direct deposit.
Jeff Bezos, he's not going to, you know, come tax time, he's not going to be like, oh, man, I should spend way more on taxes than I'm legally required to, just because it would be right. I don't need lots and lots of money. I should just give it to the government, right?
Of course.
So to be mad at Jeff Bezos for not paying taxes he doesn't owe seems stupid.
Right. It's not, he's doing what everybody else does. He has accountants and things that figure out how to have him not pay a bunch of money.
Yeah, if you're mad about it, fix it.
Right.
Fix it, find ways that he can't do the stuff that he's doing to not pay as much taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the Bezos tax. Just be like, if you're worth a certain amount of billions, you can't have it anymore.
You pay this much money if you're worth this much and up, and you have to pay that much money. There's no way around it. There's no funky loopholes that you can lawyer yourself around. You straight up have to pay this exact amount of money. Pay us. The end.
Yeah, so like when you go to McDonald's, Travis, a double cheeseburger is $2. A triple cheeseburger is $2.
Usually it's $1.89 and then $2, but still, I know what you're talking about.
You don't say, no, McDonald's, I owe you another dollar for this triple cheeseburger. Your math doesn't check out.
That's got a whole nother all beef patty on it.
Travis, did you happen to see the news that they are seriously considering not just a fourth film, but a fifth and sixth film in the Has Fallen series?
I did see that, and I have not seen Angel Has Fallen yet, but if it's as good as the first couple, I'm into it.
So the first one, they took a bunch of hostages, including the president in the White House.
Yep.
And Gerard Butler saved the day.
Of course.
So then in the second one, they took a road trip to Europe and they tried to get the president again, and Gerard Butler saved the day.
Woo.
So in the third one, Morgan Freeman, who was the vice president, I guess is the president now. Is Aaron Eckhart even in it? Or did he just retire from all of these Has Fallens he's had to deal with?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I didn't see any mention of his name, so I assume he probably jumped ship after you two. Unless he makes like a cameo or something.
The Thank You for Smoking guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Two-Face.
Harvey Two-Face.
Yeah. So now 4, 5, and 6, I hope Morgan Freeman has a vice president, because like by the time they get to 5 and 6, I would imagine Morgan Freeman probably won't be president.
Kiefer Sutherland.
We'll have another president for Gerard Butler to save.
You know, and at this point, if you're a president and you don't have Gerard Butler on your team after he's proven to be the president saver, you're an idiot.
I mean, the guy's got carte blanche, doesn't he?
I would certainly think right. So.
He's allowed to fuck any bitch.
You just call him up and say, right? Man, you are the best at saving presidents. We'll pay you whatever you want. You just hang out and wait for there to be some terrorist shit.
Well, you would think by at some point in this series, there's going to have to be some kind of financial struggle, right? Where like he's tempted to go, like Putin calls him up and is like, hey, I see what you're doing over there, saving all those presidents. People are probably constantly trying to kill Putin. So come over and protect me.
Like in real world consequences, Travis, how can John McClane even walk down the street? I mean, how come everybody isn't just saying he's like Sully times 4, 5. He saved the world so many times.
Oh, have you seen that like Screen Junkies YouTube on what a doctor said, how many times John McClane would actually die in the movie? it takes 13 John McClanes to get through Die Hard 1.
Oh, like he just like things that actually happened?
Yeah.
Is it like, no, yeah, he wouldn't have lived through that.
Yeah. Takes 13.
Well, John McClanes. Just from blood loss or running with the bare feet on the glass, I would imagine would do wonders for him.
Plus that, I mean, he was chain smoking in that movie too, so you'd figure he probably would have developed lung cancer by now.
Yeah, but how come there had to have been enough news coverage, enough people you remember when that guy found the gal who had been missing, the next door neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
And like we talked about him for a while. Imagine if he just like found 5 missing girls. You know, he just kept finding them.
And maybe that's how we get into the meta aspect of like the next Die Hard movie. Instead of doing that terrible prequel idea that they're talking about, they do like, hey, John McClane is so famous, we're going to make a movie about him. So we're going to make a movie about John McClane, and John McClane's on set.
Oh, it'll be like a film within a film?
Well, yeah, but the movie gets hijacked, so he's got to save everybody on the movie set.
One of these.
And the wimpy actor who's playing him, who's like really a prima donna, Travis.
Yeah.
He's going to help, but he's not much help. He's like Justin Long in that one.
Yeah, he's like McClane like hands him a gun and he like drops it and accidentally shoots the bad guy because it hits the ground and goes off by itself.
And fake guns because it's a movie set, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, one of those has Vaughn movies. Does the Gerard Butler got to go full WWE and turn heel and try to kill the president?
Well, they think that he's trying to kill the president. They think that he saved the president twice, but now he's bad. So in the third one, they're chasing him.
That already happened.
Well, they're so pissed off that he constantly is saving the president that they decide to frame him to take him out of the picture so they can finally kill the president.
Right, yeah. Like, we've been trying to kill the president, and we can't because Gerard Butler's there. So what if we just made it look like Gerard Butler's trying to kill the president? Then we can totally kill the president.
Absolutely.
It's pretty good logic if you really think about it, Trevor. I mean, that's an intricate plot.
I mean, there's been 80 years of that happening with Batman where the Riddler and the Joker and shit are constantly teaming up. They'd be like, man, we can't do our crimes in Gotham anymore because it's goddamn Batman. We got to take out the goddamn Batman so we can start doing our crimes again.
Yeah, like we're not interested in crime right now. We have a bigger problem because crime isn't happening with this Batman in the way. We got to get Batman gone. It's like what Amazon did with diapers.com, Travis.
Oh, yeah, we got to take out diapers.com so we can be the sole provider of diapers on the internet.
Yeah, they just started selling diapers for like $2. They're like, fuck it, we'll lose millions of dollars. Who gives a shit? Everybody needs to buy their diapers from Amazon. And so then eventually diapers.com was like, well, fuck, we can't sell diapers for $2. That's stupid. And they were like, yeah, we know it's stupid. And so they lost millions and millions of dollars selling diapers for $2, but then they were able to buy diapers.com, which now if you go to diapers.com, I believe it just links to amazon.com. like, you just type in diapers.com and it's like, no, you meant Amazon. And that fucking Jeff Bezos, Travis, he needs to pay more taxes. If he had to pay more taxes, he wouldn't do shit like that, right?
I would. Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to acquire diapers.com if he had to pay his fair share of taxes.
Yeah, he's got too much. We got to take it from him.
Right. Got to take it from him and apply it to more Air Force Ones, maybe bigger military jets, things like that.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, did I share with you the story of the guy in Iowa serving the life sentence? Now, what he did is he beat his friend to death with a pickaxe handle. He just had
that.
That's
not a very good friend.
No, I think he wanted to bed the man's wife. And so he thought
she must have been a hot piece if he's got to beat his friend to death to get with her.
Well, and I guess it lends back to that thing, like, you know, him and his wife, they conspired together. Like, why wouldn't you just bed his wife? Why does he got to be out of the way? I guess he's really good at husbanding. And so the only thing to do is to get him the fuck out of the way.
Get him out of there. Just take that prospect right off the book.
So what
she probably told this guy, the only way you'll get to bed me is if you take my husband off the table.
Take my husband, please, is what she said. So this guy's name, his name's Benjamin Schreiber, and he's serving a life sentence for beating this man to death. He did it in 1996. So he's been away for a while, Travis.
Yeah, he certainly has.
And while in prison.
Is that as old? He's been in there ever since Batman Forever came out, I think. There's been a lot of Batman movies since then.
Yeah, yeah. And Nick Nolte was in none of them, Travis.
Shame. It's a damn shame.
So he developed over time in prison. He developed kidney stones, and he was urinating internally, which I've never heard of. That sounds pretty gross.
Yeah,
but
how does that work?
I mean, I would think that
the stones blocked up the pee-pee hole. So
yeah, it blocked up the pee-pee hole, Travis, so that like when he was pushing out pee-pees, it was just filling him up with pee-pee.
Ooh.
Can you imagine what that even
horrible
feels like?
Yes, I can, actually. And it sounds awful.
Yeah. So what he got is
can you imagine dying from that? Like they don't. Nobody ever catches it. You never urinate, and you just
because you fill yourself up with your own pee pee, Travis.
Ooh.
So he got septic poisoning, and he died from septic poisoning.
Ish.
Poor guy. Because Travis, they were able to save his life. They were able to get out the paddle things, and bring him back, and they got his septic poisoning under control, and he recovered.
But he was legally dead?
Yeah.
Huh. He flatlined.
Yeah, I mean, he flatlined, but then he came back. So he appealed to the court and said, guys, I've served my life sentence.
just no style.
I served my sentence because, I mean, I died and they brought me back. So, I mean, you know, I was...
That was my life. It was over. Let me out.
It's an interesting theory, though, Travis. It's something worth debating, I would say.
Do you think he came up with this by himself?
That's an interesting question, too, Travis. Did he come up with this idea?
The judge said you didn't die because you were pronounced dead by the coroner. So therefore, no.
The quote from the judge is, Schreiber is either alive, in which case he must remain in prison, or he is dead, in which case this appeal is moot.
And please, someone call an exorcist.
But that's a good argument, I would say, is he did sort of die.
That is probably one of the best ones that I have ever heard should be released in prison.
The man has to stay in jail, Travis. He beat a man to death with a pickaxe handle, but it's an interesting appeal, to say the least.
Well, that was the old him, the one that was before he died. Now he's reborn anew.
Right.
This guy's not going to go around beating people to death with pickaxes.
I love this guy. Travis, we need to get this guy on the show. How do we get inmates on the show? That'd be fun.
I don't know. I mean, you can. They have phone call times. It's not like you can't talk to the... I mean, didn't somebody have Joe Exotic on their show from prison?
I think they had prior... Oh, no. No, I think some of it was from prison. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, they made that Making a Murderer thing with both of those dudes in prison the entire time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can talk to inmates.
Just make an inmate show, Travis. We'll just interview inmates and say, so, how's it going in there?
That's pretty dangerous, though. I mean, you're getting into Mindhunter territory then.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of bad shit happens to those guys.
Right. And then, like, you know, what if you like them, you know, Travis? I'll tell you what, despite everything, all that stuff, I still kind of like Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That podcast series that came out that they talked about all the dirty shit he did. He did some dirty shit, Travis. He's kind of a bad man. Still very likable.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, he went to that lady's place dressed up like a bunny rabbit, and he does all kinds of goofy stuff, Travis. He's likable. He's fun.
Yeah, he's probably quite mentally unstable.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But in a fun way.
Right, like, yeah, you gotta feed the tigers while I'm talking to you on the phone and toss them a steak or something.
Yeah. Drunk, has your weeks off been good, would you say? Or
no, they've been terrible.
You just been grasping on to life? What are your experiences?
A lot of laying on the couch, a lot of coughing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I cough so hard that I, like, literally pass out, like blackout.
That doesn't sound good at all.
That's bad.
But have you been catching up on your programs?
Well, I don't have cable, so...
Drunk, have you been catching any good programs?
You gotta catch up on the programs.
It's mostly sports. You know me. I'm a sports guy.
Oh, that's why you get sick, so you can catch up on your programs.
It's the best time, Travis.
What program do I need to catch up on?
Drunk, you got to watch The Masked Singer.
There's so much content.
Definitely not The Masked Singer.
Did I tell you, Drunk, that I was right about Paul Schaefer.
You did say that.
It was Paul Schaefer. They announced one of them was Sherry Shepherd last night. So
it doesn't seem to be too hard to guess who they are, because my daughter, she's 10. She was at a friend's house this last weekend, and it was the first time she had ever watched the show. And she said that she guessed it right away. Was it like a Disney person or something, or from some like teeny bopper show?
Maybe I haven't under seen one of the that masks? One yet, Travis. But
Mike, you gotta catch up on your programs.
There's just too many programs, Travis. You get
so
behind.
So much content.
You know, but yeah, no, it's going strong. The judges are a lot better this year. They seem to have like an encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture, Travis. They remember all these weird names you wouldn't think that they would know. Like, why does Robin Thicke know who anybody is? Why isn't Robin Thicke just out on a boat fucking all day? Why does Robin Thicke know who anybody is?
So they're this year they're not doing, oh my God, that's either Robert De Niro, Sandra Bullock, or Sherry O'Terry. And yeah. Then it's Sherry O'Terry.
Right, yeah. Oh my God, it's probably Michelle Obama. Yeah, right. Michelle Obama's here. You're right. Of course, Jenny McCarthy. No, but like, yeah, Robin Thicke is just like, oh, I bet that's Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. We're like, Robin Thicke, why do you know who Chris Kirkpatrick is?
I mean, it's because he needs money to pay for his lawsuit for blurred lines.
But yeah, I saw Man in the High Castle's getting ready to end, so I might restart that bad boy.
So you watched it, but
I got about 6 episodes deep, and then the lady, you know, stopped paying for Amazon Prime, and then
life got in the way.
Restarted paying.
Are you going to get Disney Plus?
I think my roommate's going to get it. And I'm probably going to get like Fubo or something.
Well, you can have, I think, up to 6 profiles on Disney Plus. I just set up 3 profiles on Disney Plus today.
Oh, did you get it, Travis?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it.
Have you played around with it? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, the amount, it's still very glitchy today. I don't know if you've seen the internet, but people are bitching about it. And it took me like a long time to set up profiles because it kept timing out. And the app I put on my Roku, the only thing that's glitched up on that right now is when I go to search all programs A to Z, it only goes like A to B and then nothing else will load up. So it's still a little glitchy, but I was looking online at it today and man, the amount of content.
Well, you know,
there.
Everybody and their brother pre-ordered it. So
I mean, they've done an amazing thing that like, I don't think any streaming service has done yet. I mean, Shudder has released some commentary tracks for some of the movies that they have on there. But I think just about every movie that I clicked on Disney Plus has extras. You can click on extras.
Oh, really?
And there's like featurettes and deleted scenes and shit.
Wow.
Which is the one thing that streaming, I thought, always was lacking. That's the one thing that kept me buying Blu-rays and stuff was like the special features. But Disney has decided that, hey, we know you missed that shit and it costs us literally nothing to throw them on here. So click extras and get trailers and deleted scenes and shit.
They have all the old cartoons. They have Darkwing Duck and Tailspin and
Gargoyles, baby.
Gargoyles with Keith David. I think they have all the X-Men, the animated series, which had the greatest theme song in TV history.
They got tons of the Marvel stuff. They got Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Ultimate Spider-Man. They got the original X-Men cartoon and a bunch after that. It's loaded with Marvel content.
It's crazy that they are able to just drop on launch day and have so much shit already. Like fucking, you remember when Netflix streaming just started and they had like 4 B movies, all of which starred Mary Carey and
right.
Like Apple Plus just came out and they have 3 shows. Like they don't even drop their whole seasons because they know that you'd just watch the season and cancel because they only have 3 shows.
Right, you'd get that 7-day free trial, watch all the stuff they have, and shut
right.
it off.
Like you could watch all of their shows in the 7-day free trial, and then just cancel.
Right, so it's actually very smart, and Disney's doing the same thing. And DC Universe, in DC Universe, which I love, but it is very limited on what it's actually offering. Like unless you like comics, you can read thousands and thousands and thousands of comics, but media like like programming content. There's not a lot on there, even though all of their original programs have, for me, been like a home run. This season of Titans is just friggin' amazing. But yeah, they're actually doing the same thing that Disney, where they're releasing, kind of like Hulu, I guess, does the same thing, where it's like you get one episode a week. We're going back to the formula of one episode a week.
Netflix is starting to do it too.
Because that way, if you want to watch it,
you only get one a week.
Yeah, if you want to do the free trial, you can, but you're going to have to wait till that entire season is over to be able to pull that bullshit.
Yeah, you guys almost got me on the, was it Pluto train?
Oh, yeah. Have you been watching the American Gladiator channel?
I haven't. Yeah, you guys almost got me convinced, though.
Drunk, there's an American Gladiators channel.
I know, you guys said
it's that. It's literally all they play.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, American Gladiators is over. Time for American Gladiators. It's great.
That's amazing.
Laser, blazer, and taser.
Can you choose which American Gladiators?
No, it's just like, it doesn't matter.
It's just on.
What do you have, a specific one you want to pick, Drunk?
Maybe.
It's fine. You just turn one on. There's a purple guy and a red guy. How many
years did that show go? Because that show was literally my favorite growing up.
Yeah, ours too. I mean, me and my sister, we would watch it. I think it was either on before or after Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, one of those.
And we would watch it every week. We loved it.
American Gladiators ran from 1989 to 1996.
A pretty good run, Travis.
That's a long run.
Yeah. How many of those guys do you think died in that time?
Oh, probably. You would never even notice. They all look the same.
They all have that short blonde
hair. Except for the one.
Yeah, they either have the short
buzzed. Yeah, the one black guy.
The short buzzed sting haircut.
What was the black guy's name?
Or like shoulder length greasy ass hair.
He was like Thunder.
Nitro.
Nitro.
Yeah. Nitro. Guys, what we're going to do.
Hawk.
Travis, let's take a break.
All right.
So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Linda Hamilton about Terminator Dark Fate in theaters now.
How would you describe this movie?
It's like we're falling out of a what into a what? And then what? I mean, I was white, apparently, when I finished reading that script.
So you're saying it's like what?
It's like what? It's like holy crap.
Mr. Bezos, it's late. I'm going to head home, if there's nothing else.
It's fine, Judy. Go home and see your family. Alexa, destroy humanity.
Okay. Like a kraken out of its cage, I'm feeling wild and free.
Don't hurt us.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
WFOG! Natasha, hell of a job out there. You keep carrying the mail like that, and they're going to have to give you your own movie.
Thanks. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to use the little girl's room. Now
you be careful in there.
Sounds like I'm not the one who needs to watch my back.
People are afraid, Captain. The bathroom is a sacred space for pushing dukes out.
That's why I'm here. Giving the Incredible Hulk bathroom privileges.
is no longer a luxury we can afford.
Tony, he's a guy who needs to take dumps. Where do you expect him to make his dumps?
What if he's in there shitting and reads a tweet he disagrees with? People are at their most vulnerable state in there, and he's a ticking time bomb. We need to be put in check. People can't just dump where they want anymore. The world has changed.
But it's Bruce. Bruce is my friend.
So was I.
We need to evacuate the area. Banner was eating Thai chili all night last night.
Did you miss the sign, Cap? This is a civilians-only stall.
Well, then consider me an outlaw.
You just started a war!
Fuckwads, did you know that we're on the TuneIn app for your smartphones?
Wherever you go.
That's right, take us anywhere. Take us to the fucking mall, take us to the boat, take them in your car, do whatever the fuck you want. You can listen 24 hours a day to StrangeLabel.com. Download the app, search for Strange Label. StrangeLabel.com on your phone. Phone. Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, I wanted to talk to you about the hell that is doing this show.
Oh, it's just torturous.
Now, what happens, I don't know if you remember this, a couple weeks ago, I asked you and Matt to record, like, specific laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was...
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
I was working on a dumb bit, Travis. So what happens is, I get it in my head. And I don't know if other podcasters are like this, or if, like, I'm a... If there's something, like, wrong with me. And I guess I can ask you, Travis, because you are...
Yes, there's something wrong with you.
You are a podcaster, Travis.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm cleaning the house. Like, what happened? Oh, and by the way, I got a bug up my ass a couple weeks ago, and I said to my wife,
"That sounds uncomfortable. You better get that looked at."
We are going to Home Depot, and we are purchasing new toilet seats. I don't like these toilet seats. Like, they've come loose, and they're gross, and I want new ones. And so we go to Home Depot.
Did you get the padded ones?
No, I don't want padded ones.
Oh, I hate those.
My butt,
man,
sticks to those. And it makes that sound when you stand up. No, I'm not into that. So, Travis, have you installed new toilet seats recently?
Yeah, actually I have. My kids, for a while there, they thought it was the best idea to stand on the toilet seat and totally busted one of the back pieces off. So, yeah, I think... just maybe last year.
Well, kudos to the toilet seat people that made these, because they made it fun. One of the last steps is to screw something on to the bottom to, like, you know, fasten it.
Oh, and I know what you're gonna say. Yeah,
and you know when you're done, when it breaks off.
Yeah, it snaps right off,
and so you get to break stuff. That's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, I thought that was the best, actually, because I'm like tightening it. I'm like, wait, did I read that right? It's supposed to break off, and that's when you know it's tight enough. And
yeah, it was sure, like, okay.
Sure shit.
Break it off and then you know you're done.
Yep.
So I'm changing out toilet seats and I'm cleaning the house. I'm doing laundry. I'm trying to be domestic Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like in the last couple of weeks, I've really, really struggled with, am I domestic Mike? Am I nap Mike? I need something new. And so domestic Mike is, I sampled it and it was fine. But the whole time in my head, I'm stewing over this bit that I'm having trouble with. Now, Travis, my song parodies, I can make them fairly easy, Travis. I've gotten to a point where it doesn't really take me much to make them. Like I made a couple, Travis. I'm going to give you some examples of. Now, I made this one, which I think is fun. Do you remember this song, Travis? Colonel Mustard with a knife. Professor Plum with a rope. Miss Scarlet in the lounge. None of them can take a dookie. No wonder they're angry. They make it out alive. All right, all right. No shitter in clue.
See, I mean, I can make these all day, Travis. Like, I made this
and
one.
You should. I mean, there's not any better use of your time, as far as I'm concerned.
You know Epstein didn't kill himself. You know Epstein didn't kill himself.
So, but what happens is, if I can't find the music bed for it, like if I can't find a karaoke version or something to use, it makes it way more difficult because I don't have any music ability.
You can't just jump on like what is Apple's music maker thing?
No, I mean, I can't just jump on and do it. And so I got in my head. We talked the other day about how Mitt Romney had a burner account.
Right.
With the name Pierre Delecto.
So good.
And since I found that out, since I heard about Pierre Delecto, I couldn't stop thinking about wanting to make the Pierre Delecto parody song to the tune of Insane Clown Posse's Great Malenko.
Oh, sure.
Which, Travis, the joke is for no one. The joke isn't funny. The only people who will even know what it is like people who remember an Insane Clown Posse album from 25 years ago.
And also know about Mitt Romney's burner account.
Right. But it's in my head and I can't get it out. And like, I can't let the bit win. So despite having no music, like I tried to call in a favor with my sister's husband. Like, hey, can you help me recreate? Apparently the Insane Clown Posse does not have karaoke beds on YouTube, Trevor.
And your sister's husband, he's helped you in the past, right? Didn't he do a piano lick for you at one point?
Yeah, he helped me with the Tom Hardy song.
Yeah, that's right.
Which wasn't a parody. That was an original.
That's original.
So I'm sitting there, and this is what I want to try to relate with other podcasters with. Do you ever just, like, let the bit win? Do you ever concede that something is beyond your ability? Do you ever just say, well, I guess I can't do that? You know, like Travis, who's that guy that we've tried to get on the show like 10 times?
Josh Stewart.
Like Travis, would a Josh Stewart interview even really be that great?
Not anymore.
Probably not.
Oh, he's in the goddamn Collector, though. I love Josh Stewart. But yeah, especially at this point.
We've sort of been, in a roundabout way, in a position where we thought we could get Josh Stewart on the show. And for whatever reason, it keeps not working out. And so it's like become this obsession, this challenge of ours to do it. And
Like, this time it's gonna happen.
Why can't we just, I mean, do the thing? Why is it because, like, we want to expand our, is it because we want to conquer the mountaintop? What is it about us? Travis, I made the Pierre Delecto song, and it's not good.
Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto.
And it's not funny. It won't land anywhere. But I had to still make it. It was important.
How'd you finally do it?
I mean, I downloaded an organ app on my iPhone, and I went to Sam's Club to buy paper towels and dog food. And I'm driving home from Sam's Club, and all I can think about is, how the fuck am I going to get this Pierre Delecto bit done? And so I'm driving down the highway, downloading organ apps on my iPhone. And the first organ app that I downloaded, I didn't like the organ sounds that it was making. So I downloaded a second organ app. And that one, I didn't really like either, but I liked it better. So I went with that one. And then I was just pressing the keys, trying to find the key that matched the sound. And I figured it out. I mean, it's only like three notes.
Pierre Delecto.
That's how people teach themselves by ear. You're going to know how to play the organ soon.
Pierre Delecto.
No, I'm just going to do this Asperger's-y dumb shit, Travis. And then eventually, I'll probably just have a stroke or something. I'm going to have a stroke.
You let the stupidest shit consume you, dude.
It's consumed me for weeks, Drunk. The Pierre Delecto bit. I mean, Drunk, honestly, how long have you been doing this show? Pretty much the entire time, haven't you?
6 years, I think.
You've been doing it longer than that. We've been doing it a decade. You've probably been on
8 years.
Most of them.
Yeah,
I've been on for five, so over five, five and a half.
Like, does this ever consume you, Drunk? Do you ever, think about something that you can't get out of your head? Or is it just me? Is it, am I a sick person?
So let's see here. I think about the podcast maybe twice a week. Maybe.
Is it when I message you and you're like, oh yeah, Mike exists.
Oh yeah, I do a podcast.
Or, we've been doing secret projects. So, I mean, that'll happen every once in a while.
Travis, I mean, me and you, we talk throughout the week. But, I mean, it's usually you easing my mind about something that I'm stressing out about.
That's true.
Generally.
Yeah, generally, Travis is the one that says, Mike, you're being silly. Calm down.
Yeah, in my year and a half on Facebook, I'm like, man, Travis has been putting up with this for 5 years. Jesus Christ.
And something as incredibly unimportant as a parody of an Insane Clown Posse song, that is when it really hit me that I might have something wrong with me. There might be something more going on.
Yeah, listen, I've had, I've come up with a bunch of bit ideas in my head, and I can never usually crack them. And if I spend too much time on it and I can't crack the idea to where it's going to be kind of amusing, I just kind of abandon it. And if it comes back to me, I worked on that In-Laws. I think it was the In-Laws Romance is Dead for a long time before I could actually get the beats of it. So I just abandoned it. I'm like, well, I guess that's not what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden I was laying in bed one night. I'm like, oh, there it is. And then I wrote it down.
Well, see, Travis, here's the thing. I knew the Pierre Delecto thing was bad, but I still had to make it anyway. Now, what is that? See, because you say, okay, well, I can't figure out how to do this, so I just won't. I say, well, I can't figure out how to do this, but it needs to exist anyway.
Even
so
though
I need to download two apps on my phone, one of which prompted me to pay for more different organ sounds. I was like, I'm not going to pay you. This shouldn't even exist.
Right. What? There shouldn't be a organ app, let alone two organ apps.
The funny thing is you're self-aware, but you can't do nothing about
That's right. I think that's maybe like a heroin addict, right? Like heroin addicts know that heroin is bad for them.
And Travis is your methadone.
Hey, you got to do what I'm not quite through it right now, but I'm in the middle of Russell Brand's book Recovery, which is about addiction. And he kind of walks you through some things. Maybe pick that up the next time you're at the library.
Yeah, audiobook it. Fuck it.
So audiobook it.
Do you think that's like I have an addiction to this?
No, you have an addiction to.
What is my addiction? I guess that's the first thing.
It's not even necessarily about addiction. It's changing the way your brain works by walking the steps, really, I think, is the basis of the book.
Do I have some kind of like a obsessive compulsion? Is it like a compulsion?
Oh, that's for sure.
Like, is doing this unhealthy for me? Or like, is there a way to figure out how to do this in a non-psychotic way?
The way you go about it is unhealthy.
Sometimes you gotta just learn to let things go.
Let go.
Let it go.
I didn't like that, Drunk. I have a feeling that people are gonna hear this and they're gonna be in pain listening to
this.
The cold
never bothered me anyway.
Like we're in people's earbuds in their ears, and they're just gonna hear you struggling to live. Like while they're driving to work or something, they're gonna be
hey, drunk is struggling to live. Now would be a good chance to plug our Patreon. As patreon.com/wheelbarrowfulldicks.
Oh boy. Travis, let me ask you, do you have what you'd say?
No, me first. Disney Plus. Boom. Beat you.
Do you even have it? Drunk? So you poor fucking guy. Guys, I'm sorry. Poor Drunk, he's got bronchitis. What am I going to do, you know? What am I going to do?
I got bronchitis.
Guys, if you have any tips on how I can continue to do the show and like live a healthy life, let me know. I don't like Russell Brand, though. Travis.
Oh, you don't. I mean, you see his picture on the front of the book, but you don't have to think about him while you're reading it.
Yeah. Do you have a pick of the week, Travis? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah. Following up on a pick of the week from, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but yeah, I think it was last week. My pick of the week for this week is Jack Ryan season 2, now streaming on Amazon Prime.
That's pretty good.
It's so good. And this second season was amazing, man. There was some great actor. And I wanted to take my time with it and savor it a little bit because the second season literally just dropped. But it's only 8 episodes. And if you're just like watching an hour at a time, it like goes so quick. So like in like less than a week, it's 8 episodes done. And now I have to wait forever for more of it.
It's very like CBS-y and things just happen to fall in the proper place.
No, it's like espionage-y shit. Like it's like I think I said before, like it's a cross between like Homeland, the first couple seasons of Homeland, and like 24, where it's like things are all connected and it's like it's like detective-y shit. They're investigating things and it's way more mature than any of those CBS things where it's just like, oh, I guess the bad guy's right there. We kind of know who the bad guy is and we're trying to figure out how to get to him in this season. Finds Jack Ryan and his pals trying to uncover the fact that the Venezuelan president is a murderer and an awful, awful person who is oppressing his people. There's more to it than that. But man, there's the action set pieces in it are just amazing. It's such a good show. I love it. Jack Ryan season 2.
Pick of the week. My pick of the week is the Great Malenko album.
I was about to say he's
by the Insane Clown Posse, Travis.
Your pick of the week is that bit that you finally got together.
yeah, guys. So, yeah, that's it. We did it. Thanks for turning out and chat. Drunk, I hope you feel better, buddy.
Thank you.
Well,
I'll be in the woods next week, so...
Drunk's going to the woods, Travis.
I'll be in Minneapolis.
Everybody's going all over the place. That's why this was pre-recorded. So, if you didn't see us live, hi, we did this last week. Guys, we'll do it again next week. There's lots going on. Don't miss it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot going on. Bye. Get bound by his poisonous chains. For a man who can follow his call and stand up in my holy terrain. I am blue when the moon hits my skin right. Hot pink when you open up my sweet thighs. Pull you in and your life can begin, cause it's early days. Will you still be there for me? Now I'm yours to obtain. Now my fruits are for taking, and your fingers are stained. Do you still think I'm beautiful when you light me in flames? My love is so beautiful.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Colonel Mustard with a knife. Professor Plum with a rope. Miss Scarlet in the lounge. None of them can take a dookie. No wonder they're angry. They make it out alive. Alright, alright. No shitter in clues.
They say I changed since stardom, can't share the same success, we ain't share the same problems. So, got big just to show them what the gym does. Never mind shooting, they ain't show me where the gym was. That's why I do a lot on spikes. So if you look up to me, you got them at the wrong height. I mean, I'm not a role model, nah. I'm a piece of shit, nah. A product of never being given a piece of shit. Brick and day got the grind of a trucker, and my logic ain't designer intertwined with you suckers. Loaded nine is a buffer, but no time for you fuckers. There'll be bodies in the sewer when my mind's in the gutter.
No trouble.
Colonel Mustard with a knife. Professor Plum with a rope. Miss Scarlet in the lounge. None of them can take a dookie.
no wonder they're angry. They make it out alive. All right, all right. No shitter in clue.